Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and the first day of Hanukkah, and thank you for spending some time with us. It looks like that wintry weather system that threatened to stop travelers in their tracks along the East Coast last night wasn't as bad as feared. As one transportation official put it, we dodged a bullet. That was good news for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The giant balloons were able to take off when high winds failed to materialize. But Macy's does want shoppers to materialize in the store. For the first time in its 155-year history, Macy's is opening its doors on Thanksgiving, joining Target, Kohl's, and other major retail outlets as Black Friday creeps into what's being called Gray Thursday. The National Retail Federation estimates 33 million people will go shopping today, continuing a trend towards earlier holiday shopping that's been going on for the past few years. Some stores are even opened 24 hours today. Duane Stanford, a business reporter for Bloomberg News, joins us from WABE in Atlanta. And first, Duane, why do stores feel they need to open earlier than midnight tonight? Isn't that early enough?
Yeah, you know, for a while, people were quite annoyed that they would even move it up to midnight. And I guess the shopaholics were happy about that. This year, you have a lot of stores that are going to move up to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, stores like Toys R Us, Best Buy, Target. And really, everyone's just trying to fight for that consumer this year because there's just not the expected growth in sales that they've had in previous years. So it'll be knock down, drag out, get the people into the stores first and get that dollar.
Do you have a sense that people want to shop on Thanksgiving? I mean, I thought the post-Thanksgiving tradition was supposed to be football.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you hear the stories every year of people being trampled and hurt as they're waiting for deals and the doors are flying open. So there's plenty of folks that want to do that. It's, I mean, that's a pastime for folks as well. And so clearly the stores gear up for that and they're going to move it up even further now just to make sure that you pick them instead of the next guy.
Mm. You know, I'm reading that, for example, last year there were some stores that were open on Thanksgiving Day in the evening or nighttime. And interestingly, one of the biggest groups that were drawn to Thanksgiving Day shopping were millennials, so young people spending their money on that day.
Yeah, and you know, one of the interesting recent trends is millennials shopping on their iPhones and other devices of late. So that's been a bit pressured. Just like everyone else, you know, they're hanging out with their parents, hanging out with their families. And one of the things families do a lot of times, you know, at midnight or at least the next day is shop. And now they're going to be doing that right after Thanksgiving dinner, apparently.
Right. So you mentioned shopping on your phone. It occurs to me that for all the brick and mortar stores that are closed on Thanksgiving, they're essentially ceding that day to online retailers that are open 24/7.
Yeah, the online retail has been growing for a few years now. I mean, it used to be Cyber Monday, and that's extended to longer periods of time. So you're seeing that that channel grow for sure, and that's in part putting pressure on some of these retailers who want to capture the limited amount of dollars out there. And one way you do that is just try to get somebody to spend on you before someone else.
Right. I see one analyst is calling it Forever Black Friday, just saying that the sales and the store openings are going to pinch further and further into Thanksgiving. But to give this some context here, I'm saying that the holiday season for individual retailers can account for between, 20 to 40% of annual sales. So it remains the most significant time of year. It just seems like that time of year is getting earlier.
Yeah, it's very important for the retailers. And one of the problems with that this year is that as you move up your days, the times that people can shop, what they're also doing to attract customers is offering better and better deals. So experts expect this to be a very promotional holiday, a lot of sales. It's going to be great for consumers because they're going to have a lot of opportunity there. But for the retailers, that's going to pressure their margins because if they're given those deals, that's less profit in their pockets. And again, shoppers aren't necessarily buying a lot more than they have in the past. In fact, this year they expect sales to be the increase this year to be less than it's been since before the recession. So, you know, you give them deals to get them in the store. That means lower margins for you potentially.
Mm. Now, we're going to speak with someone in just a minute who's launching a campaign against stores opening on Thanksgiving. But I wonder, it's not just the shoppers who will be in stores. It's employees. I mean, you got to have staff to work on Thanksgiving Day. Have you heard anything regarding how workers feel about it?
Yeah, you've already seen some workers organize around the notion of, you know, we want to spend time with our families on holidays. And again, this is a tough jobs environment, so there's a lot of people also looking for more hours and can't get the hours that they need anyway. So they'll be perhaps welcoming some of this, but it's definitely true. There's going to be tension around that subject. That's probably only going to get worse as these holiday shopping hours move up year by year.
Okay, Duane, I don't want to make this interview go on too much longer because I gather you're itching to go shopping.
You know what? I think I'll just be sitting, kicking back and relaxing this year.
Good. Well, Duane Stanford is reporter for Bloomberg News. He joins us from WABE in Atlanta. Duane, thanks so much, and do have a happy Thanksgiving.
Sure, you too. Thank you.